building on what we talked about last time and the fact that we cannot resolve or know all that God is doing in his sovereign plan, another thing is we need to understand that no person can completely comprehend or understand God's sovereignty. We may notice that as we read verse 16 here of chapter 8 of Ecclesiastes, that it's a dependent clause that's subordinate to verse 17. But the main idea is that man cannot discover the work of God. Man cannot discover all the sovereign work of God, even if he gives his heart to that objective. Look at verse 16 with me. It says this, "When I applied my heart to know wisdom and see business that is done on the earth, how neither day nor night do one's eyes see sleep." And he stops there. Solomon's heart was in a quest. He put everything he had into trying to discover everything God was doing. There were nights he didn't sleep because he was examining and he's analyzing, thinking, contemplating, worrying. So you can put your whole heart into whatever you want and still never find fulfillment and meaning. And then we see in verse 17 that he wraps this up. Then I saw all the work of God, that man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. However much man may toil in seeking, he will not find it out. Even though a wise man claims to know, he cannot find it out. So you can't discover all the sovereign work of God. You can, even if you see it in every work of God, we could try to look at every work God does, everything God permits, and we still will never decipher the complete why of it. A wise man will even admit that he can't discover all that sovereign work of God. As a believer, we do not have to understand or be able to explain everything God does to find meaning in life. God does what he does. He does not demand that we be able to explain it. What he does demand is that we trust him and fear him and obey him. And that's the mark of wisdom. It's the mark of a meaningful life. And there are many mysteries of God that exist in this world. And we're never going to be able to resolve them. And that's okay. We can still have meaning and fulfillment if we just keep our focus on God and continue to enjoy what he has given us.